The Bureau of Indian Affairs is considering applications for new tribal casinos in Kenosha, Beloit, and Schulzburg, but they could all be stopped in their tracks if Congress passes bills sponsored by Senator John McCain of Arizona and Congressman Richard Pombo of California. Both would either limit or ban outright tribes from opening new casinos on land that does not border their reservations. A spokesperson for the Menominee tribe, Evan Zeppos, says the proposed restrictions will limit healthy competition in the casino market. He says the bills should be named after lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Because it accomplishes basically everything that the disgraced lobbyist wanted to accomplish by eliminating competition and rewarding some of the very few and rich casino operations out there.
The Menominee are lobbying Congress to kill or modify the bills so they won't block the tribe's plans to build a casino in Kenosha. City officials from Beloit also oppose the bills, fearing they might derail plans for an off-reservation casino there, to be run jointly by the Bad River and St. Croix Chippewa tribes. City Manager Larry Arft was in Washington over the weekend to lobby against the new restrictions. He says they could jeopardize the 3,000 jobs and millions of dollars in shared revenue the two tribes have promised the city.
This is a huge economic stimulus, not only for the city of Beloit, but the entire region. And if anything were to happen to the application, it would certainly be extremely harmful to the people of our area.
But gambling opponents, the Tavern League, and even some Wisconsin tribes support the new regulations. The Potawatomi tribe that operates one of only three off-reservation casinos in the country is backing both bills. Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says Indian gaming needs tighter rules to prevent unscrupulous casino developers from taking advantage of tribes.
So that there isn't any corruption that infiltrates into Indian gaming. We think one bad apple isn't going to ruin the whole barrel, and we are supportive of those reforms.
But tribes seeking new casinos are hoping to at least tweak the bills to allow their projects already in the pipeline to be grandfathered in and escape the new restrictions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.